Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Lowdown, your fix of everything in the world of celebrity music and entertainment news. Billie Eilish has announced a massive world tour in support of her upcoming album Hit Me Hard and Soft. The 81-date trek will see the 22-year-old begin in North America, make her way to Australia and Europe before eventually completing the tour with a much-anticipated UK and Ireland run, including six shows at London's O2 Arena. The two-time Oscar-winning singer is a vocal environmentalist and has urged fans to take sustainable transport to the tour, which will feature eco-villages and encourage plant-based food options. She's also scheduled to play four nights at the new Co-op Live Arena in Manchester, which has faced major setbacks in recent weeks. Don't fear though, everything should be running smoothly by the time Billie takes to the stage next July, and fans can get their hands on tickets this Friday when they go on general sale. Speaking of the Co-op Live, its owners are said to be planning the greatest arena in the world for London. US entrepreneur Tim Leiwicki, who is behind Co-op Live's parent company Oakview Group, has outlined ideas for a new music venue in the capital, reportedly setting his sights on Hammersmith. Although it would be at least a year until any plans are confirmed, some believe Tim should focus on the Manchester Co-op Live, which has had a rocky start, forcing Peter Kay and the Black Keys to postpone their gigs. However, the venue has promised its doors will still be open to welcome Olivia Rodrigo on the 3rd of May, so here's hoping this major new venue gets the green light. Beyoncé's collaborator Shaboozey has made history as his hit, a bar song, Tipsy, replaces Queen Bee's Texas Hold'em at the top of the Hot Country Songs chart. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. This marks the first time two black artists have led the chart back-to-back, a feat which hadn't been achieved since it began in 1958. The victory feels particularly fitting considering Shaboozey guests on Beyoncé's country LP Cowboy Carter on the songs Spaghetti and Sweet Honey Buckin', making her eventual defeat feel like a joint win. Also on top is Jess Glynn, who has been awarded a Brit Award for surpassing 1 billion streams in the UK. She was surprised with the accolade by her parents during a private listening party for her new album Jess, which marks a comeback for the singer after years away from the limelight. With 1 billion streams and counting to her name, it's safe to say that Jess Glynn has well and truly solidified herself as a giant in the UK music scene. Her new album is out now. Not every story has such a happy ending, however, this year's We Are Festival has been cancelled by the London Borough of Barking and Dagenham due to the record levels of rainfall in the UK. The likes of Chasin' Status and Eric Prydz were set to headline on May the 25th, but weather conditions mean it's simply too unsafe to run. Let's hope the sun holds out for the rest of festival season. If you're after some royal content, then check out Hello's other audio series, A Right Royal Podcast, which has just dropped a new episode called A Right Royal Jam. This week, our hosts discuss Meghan Markle's new venture with American Riviera Orchard, which saw her send out 50 jars of homemade jam to her celebrity pals. They also speak to royal editor Hannah Furness, who discusses what the Duke and Duchess's new projects mean for the future. Search A Right Royal Podcast wherever you get your podcasts to listen now. And that's your daily lowdown from Hello. Check out our social media channels and hellomagazine.com for more news and updates on your favourite celebrities.